Now, with paper and pen nearby, and with a question within you that you'd like some guidance about at this time, just take a moment to begin to relax and focus inside and adjust your body in an overall kind of way. To begin to tune in to the level of comfort inside you that can begin to develop and allow your mind and body a growing independence from your surroundings in a way that your body understands and is already familiar with the quality of relaxation on other levels, as well as the easy, natural exchange of breathing in and breathing out, the way your lungs work together in an equal give and take. Together within you, supporting and guiding all of the levels of your body and mind, right down to the sole of your feet, relaxing inside with your question at this time. Because the more deeply comfortable you can continue in your physical reality to be, the more imagination, your imagination, can awaken within that comfort in a familiar way to come out to play freely in fantasy in ways that can meet your needs at this time. Your imagination can awaken within a story. Could be a story about the answer to your question, but a story you can be inside of, a story you can be involved in, a story that occurs in a familiar place, in a familiar way, or in a familiar place in a new way. And just allowing yourself once again to relax further inside as your imagination begins to travel along a path to the answer to this question. And as your imagination begins this journey, traveling down this path, relaxing as you might have before, once upon a time, this time, into the story of your question's answer, so that once again you can find yourself arriving in a place of guidance and wisdom, arriving in a place where there's that friendly intelligence and clear perspective and the sense of a bond that can help your question crystallize into new understandings, good decisions, feelings of resolution, crystallize in ways that can help your eyes see change, and those changes can be integrated and used and have a very real meaning when you return from the story of this question to live the next chapter in the story of your life. But for now, just enjoying the comfort, nothing to do really, as your imagination guides you back to this familiar place again, back to the crystal dome, here in a place in the natural world, in a clearing, having come around the hill, arriving again in front of this dome, here sparkling in the sunlight like a jewel, the vibration of this dome, but somehow your vibration and the tone that supports you in that rich personal way supports you in your life at this time with a deep and friendly harmony to your mind and body and soul, and to your needs and goals and questions at this time in your life. And again, the door opens in a welcoming way, and you step over inside the dome, and it's again like entering the home of a deeply trusting friend, at ease inside this place, at ease inside this quality of serenity that is here within, this high, clear, open space, at ease within the presence of support that's here, in the spirit of majestic calm that welcomes and supports your needs at this time. And you may notice again the beauty and the play of the colors on the walls, that rainbow of colors moving on the walls in that slow liquid way, lightly swirling and flowing, dancing in a lovely exchange that blends and sparkles with a magic like liquid jewels, blending and sparkling, forming shapes your eyes can see change. Forms and shapes you may even notice are somehow relevant to your question at this time. And again, in the center of the dome, one of the chairs welcomes you to just sit down comfortably in the light. The other chair nearby, again, feeling welcome to enjoy the light around you as it streams down from the ceiling of the dome and washes over you, bathes and refreshes you in a quiet way, clearing your mind, relaxing your body, right down to the sole of your feet. And somehow, too, there is a quality in the light that also supports your intention to find guidance about your question at this time. And now again, your guide is here at your side in that supportive way. And again, enjoy for the moment that special quality, that sense of affection and respect coming from your guide, the quality of patience and support, understanding and compassion and strength on so many levels of being here. And there's also that quality of intelligence, the kind of wisdom your guide has that's available here for you, for your protection and growth and guidance, available to assist the answering of your question, finding some resolution, some information, some new understandings that may crystallize now or sometime in the near future when you're involved in other activities back in your physical reality, and something about your experience with the guide around this question offers itself up in a way that can allow you greater clarity and insight, or a feeling of understanding, or a word. word or a phrase that comes to you, possibly in your waking life or in your dreams at night, so that your inner mind as well can assist in the resolution of this question, either now or in a day or in a week or in 2 days or in an evening or in a moment or an hour. And now your guide moves over to the other chair, sits down, and again you can begin to see that special quality there in their expression. They have that glow about them, the aura they have about them today, tonight. The brightness in their eyes, particular expression with which they regard you, that has within it as well just a hint of humor in the corner of the eyes, and also just a hint of curiosity. Because relaxed in the comfort of your chair, you might maybe just clear your mind for the moment and begin to allow your question to crystallize in a way and take shape in your mind, take form in your feelings. And letting it form within you somehow, you can at some point just simply ask this question by thinking it or feeling it or sensing it, saying it out loud, and as you ask this question, now begin to watch and listen and sense in a receptive way towards your guide, as your guide now begins to respond to your question. For instance, what expression does your guide have? How does their position change in response to your question? What do you see change in your guide's nonverbal behavior, in their gestures or their expression, that begins to be communication about your question? And what would the guide communicate to you about the emotion of this question? What could the guide express to you about the emotion underneath the question, the emotion that's behind the question? And what kind of symbol or object would your guide show you that best represents your question? Is there something that they can hold up to you? Something that can be seen or possibly communicated that is of a symbolic nature, a form or a shape or an object that best represents your question and possibly even the beginnings of a resolution to your question? And now also, you might take a moment to begin to allow your awareness to drift over to your guide's perspective and to begin to regard your question through the understanding of your guide's point of view, through your guide's perspective of wisdom and intelligence, through your guide's perspective on this question. What do you begin to see about the nature of this question and about the resolution of this question? What can your guide's perspective show you about how this question can be usefully and constructively resolved and assisted in some way? Now returning to your first perspective, becoming yourself again, at one with the information from your guide's perspective and the continuing sense of that, as you now can see your guide over there again, while you are in your chair. What other impressions or gestures or symbols or associations would your guide offer you as additional information and important to the resolution of your question? What does your guide do now to communicate to you? Any kind of last impressions they may have about your question? Your guide gets up again and begins to come back to your side and rejoin you here. Here, standing by your side, perhaps touching your shoulder lightly, you are again given to understand that your guide wishes to give you a gift. This time a gift relevant to the resolution of your question. It's a certain something that they now place in your open hands. Something very special and very particular to the ongoing resolution of your question. An object of some kind that you might study and really look at carefully and realize on as many levels as are appropriate for now the presence and meaning that this gift has for the answering of your question. Your guide also has, once again, a phrase for you, a way for you to call them to your side in daily life whenever you need to, that will bring them near should part of you want additional information or just simply reminders about the answers you've already received, with or without your realizing it just yet. And now you understand that with your guide at your side and your gift in your hands, that you can begin to return from inside the dome, if that's appropriate at this time, easily and comfortably, by simply closing your eyes within and counting slowly up from 5 up to 1. Or should you wish to stay inside of the reality of the dome, you might just simply continue to enjoy your experience of being there. And if you're coming back here, back to your physical reality that you can awaken inside of, or if you're staying awakened inside of the dome, you can make mental notes or physical notes about the information you received on behalf of your question. There was the guide's nonverbal reaction, what they communicated about the emotion of the question, a symbol or object they showed you that best represented the question, a story related to your question, what you learned from the guide's perspective on your question, any last impressions, additional information, and the gift which you can bring back with you, relevant to the resolution of your question, because all of these things can allow and assist and support the continued resolution of this question in the back of your mind, in your dreams at night as you sleep, so that when you awaken from this dream, you have additional information, an additional perspective that is appropriate to your needs at this time. So now, either returning to your physical reality and writing down anything you've learned of significance about this question, or just continuing to enjoy the support and comfort, knowing that the information and impressions you've received will allow the resolution of your question to happen later.